This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Hi, this is Steve, and welcome to a bonus edition of Slice of App Pie. This is going to be a little different podcast than most. It wasn't actually a planned one. But due to a few issues that have come up in the last couple days, I've decided to do this. This is going to be live and unscripted. I'm using my headset instead of my high-tech microphone for this one. And this is also kind of an experiment, so I'll do more about that later. Now, if you don't know, podcasts take about 4 to 8 weeks to get produced. And so a lot has happened since I did the last 4 episodes on Story. And I wanted to go back and do an update on those 4 podcasts because I've made a couple of changes to the things because time changes stories. You know, you can modify your story, and I'm going to be doing that here where the story, the manifesto, and the elevator pitch, I actually modified. My elevator pitch, that changed from what I had, which was the success podcast for the creative indie. And I've changed it just a little bit, but it has a lot of meaning for me. The show for the creative indie by a creative indie. 2 major changes. One is I dropped success. I decided that I want to talk more than just about success. I want to transcend success. I think success itself, as a word and as a concept, has got some problems. And what many people think of as its opposite, as I'll talk about in a little bit, is not really. And it makes it difficult to talk about that other thing, which we'll talk about in a little bit, like I said. I also added creative indie as who I am. I didn't have that before. It was just for the creative indie. It didn't talk about me being a creative indie. We're building a tribe here. And building a tribe means that we all have something in common, something that we can work together with. And I'm a creative indie, and I'm going through this process just as much as everybody else is. And I want to express that more. The real big reason for writing this was episode 8. I didn't like it. After I recorded it, I did all the editing, I sent it out, I listened to it in my car, just along with all my other podcasts, and I really didn't like it. There was a couple things I noticed originally, and my first thought was, should I really apologize for this? And this was, in some sense, going to an apology, and I'm still not sure whether I'm supposed to or not for this. It was the best in downloads from the information I've gotten, but I'm not sure a lot of people got turned off because episode 9 was one of the lowest downloads of the podcast series so far. There were some mistakes in editing, if you were paying attention. I had a Bill Murray quote in there, which was the same one from episode 7 about making a difference, and it had gotten deleted somehow, and it changed the whole context of things because that was deleted. Some of my intonation was wrong between asking what were the questions and what I was doing in the cast, and so like I said, even as the host, I had a hard time listening to it in the car. And the manifesto itself has begun to leave me cold again. It needs some changes. It's not 100% what I want to do. And as you go through time, you're going to start seeing, you know, there's things I got to tweak. And that's some of the things I want to do. 2 big things that I found really important, and I'm going to talk more and more about these as I go through the rest of the podcast, and they were missing. One is being authentic. And being the authentic person you are. And in some ways, I'm being more authentic in this podcast than I have in the last 9, which is one of the reasons I'm recording it, to see what that sounds like. And the other one is being ethical. Particularly, I find it with the developer podcast more than anything else. There's a sense of ethics that's missing, that ways of cheating are okay. And I'm not going to go into that really deeply right now, but I've seen it over and over again, particularly with SEO issues. And I'm not comfortable with those. And I'm not comfortable with a bunch of different things that have to do with the way many people do business. And I want to talk more about those. And it may, and it goes back to success again, too. Being this may not make you quickly into success in a traditional sense. And I have problems with that traditional sense. What was important about episode 8, there was a couple things that were going on that I want to definitely emphasize. This was intentional. I goofed a lot, and I let you see those goofs. That was its point, was to make those goofs, to show that this opposite of success that most people think of, failure, is not. It's a virtue and not a vice. And I'm a big believer, and I think it's a very big, strong part of me, one of the core values of this podcast that isn't really written into that manifesto. It's a virtue to fail. And what you do with that failure is very, very powerful. And most people don't get that. Most people have it beaten out of them. And we'll learn as I go through the podcast that we start from a place where failure is good and failure does a lot of powerful things for us, and then it gets beaten out of us. And I want to talk more about that and about where we really should be doing, what we're losing from doing that. So we're going to see more episodes on failure as we go through the next couple of weeks. Those are all coming up in season one, so you'll be seeing them probably June, I would expect, for those to start showing up on your list. I'm learning and experimenting. That's part of that idea of failure, is you do lots of experiments. You play around with stuff. And one of those was exactly what I'm doing now, is may go ahead and start doing a unscripted podcast. Instead of writing the full script out, as I have done in the past couple ones, I'm just going to discuss stuff with you guys and do it in this kind of voice that I'm doing it right now. And we'll see what that does. I'm interested in finding out if being more authentic that way works on this type of media. For those of you who are already on the Slice of Pie app, excuse me, for those of you who are already on the Slice of App Pie newsletter, you've been getting my scripts. What I'm going to be doing, if I do go ahead and change over to unscripted podcasts, is give you the transcript. What I'm doing right now, I will then type in and send that to you. We may be changing the timing on it a little bit because of the time it'll take to get that in, but we'll see what's going to happen with that. But there will be transcripts instead of scripts. So, for you who are going to be listening to podcasts after this one, just so you know how we're going to finish up the season one of this show, is the next couple of episodes are going to be about school. Yeah, sometimes they get tongue-tied. I'm going to leave those tongue-tieds in for this one. What's next is going to be goals and scheduling, what I call milestones. And you may be familiar more with milestones. You may be familiar with the thing that I'm going to give a little abuse to, and that's the SMART goal, which I have problems with as a creative indie. And finally, as I've already said, our big topic for the end of the season is going to be failure and creativity, and that will be, I think, the last four episodes, if I remember correctly, that will be on failure and creativity. So this is the end of this special podcast. I just want to say thanks for listening, and I hope to hear from you. If you have any comments, please leave them on the blog, or you can email me at steve@makeappie.com. You can also find me on Twitter at sliceofappie. I hope to talk to you soon about some new ideas. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofappie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.